It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Home Show, brought to you by Ozma Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome on into the home show today. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ertz here every week with Heather Osmond, who owns Osmond Designs in Lehigh and in Orem. Heather, how are you?
Good morning, Lindsay. How are you?
So good to be with you. I am well. I love doing the show with you because every week you bring me somebody new that I can learn from. I can just sit back and you guys can talk shop about all the industry insights. And today I'm going to do the same thing.
Let's do it. Oh my goodness. We are in for a treat today. I have one of my great friends. His name is Bob Eisen. He's here all the way from Denver, Colorado. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
It's so fun to have you. So I've worked with Bob for years and years. He not only is a furniture rep, and so we buy from many of the vendors that he represents, but you also own a furniture store there in Denver, Colorado, so you have that perspective as well. Bob, introduce yourself to all of our KSL friends.
Hi, my name's Bob Eisen, and I started in this business, I don't want to say it, but 39 years ago. My family is, I'm fourth generation in the furniture business in Colorado, so my great-grandfather had a furniture store downtown. The evolution is that my father switched over to wholesale, and I was lucky enough to become a rep about 30-something years ago. And I got the chance to meet Heather and really switched over to a new art line that I do, which I really enjoy.
So, Bob, your art line is one of the best in the country. Definitely one of our all-time favorites at Osmond Designs. Tell us a little bit about Left Bank.
Left Bank Art is 40 years old. It's a company that's out of California. And today, the true spirit is we have something very unique that is made and created by Left Bank. So much of our competition is brought in from overseas. A lot of times, you won't get the quality that somebody may want to really get in their home. But Left Bank, driven by our president, we have 31 artists on staff that are creating images for us on a daily basis. Each time we go to market, which is four times a year, we introduce over 900 images per market.
Only 900.
So when you come to market to see me, you have a lot to choose from. It could be abstracts. It could be animals. It could be regional artwork. Recently, we did some snowboards, and we've had a lot of success with artwork in the region. So we kind of focus on Utah, the ski areas, the warmth that we have out here in the mountains. And they are an amazing company that can pivot and listen to what's going on in the marketplace.
For sure. Okay, so a little bit about Left Bank. From my perspective as a retailer, as also an interior designer, sometimes you find something that you love, but it's not quite the right size. That's where Left Bank really shines.
And we're so great at that. We can do custom sizes. Most items come in five sizes. So if your customers come in and they say, I like that, but it's not big enough, we can make it bigger. Now, for the customer who says, I just built this great big house, how big can you make it? We can go up to an 8-foot square. We also do murals, which will go across the wall. But we're all about, can I take that image and do it in three sizes? Or could I do it in three pieces, such as a triptych? So when I started with them, they did not do custom. But today, that's a big part of what we do and separates us from what's coming in from other companies. We love to do large art for these walls.
Now, Bob, I'm going to put you on the spot, okay? This is radio, and part of my job in the news sometimes is to take my words and describe what's happening. I need you to describe your art for me. If I had never seen it before, tell me, what style is it? What does it look like? What can I expect when I visit Left Bank?
When you visit Left Bank, you're going to have the choices of abstracts. It could be bright colors. It could be subdued colors, the blues that you're looking for. Our website lets you choose by image like that. Something that I love and they've introduced a lot of is mountain art. So scenes in the mountains, animals that are that we'll find up there, ski art. We've got some great art for Park City. The snowboards that we're actually printing images on snowboards. So with 26,000 images in the line, we've got a lot that we can do for your home.
I love that so much. Okay, at Left Bank, we go into your showroom at Furniture Markets and right. Accessory Markets and whatnot. And obviously, there's only so much space that we can look at things, but it's very, very easy to shop. You guys are so classy. Things are put together. They have great food, which is always a huge hit for us. When we go there, we get to choose the art, the image specifically, and then we can customize it, just like you're saying. So we can choose the size. Then you actually also have the option to choose the finish, the texture. So you have giclées, you have, so you actually get to also choose the finish and the texture on the art. Tell us a little bit about that option.
So we start with an image and it's called a giclée, and we take that image and we transfer it to a canvas. Now, Heather may come in and say, I just want it different. I want it on plexiglass. We can put it on plexiglass. We do something called a glass coat, which is a canvas with epoxy over it. We can actually do a mural. So that's another option that we do. And we have a couple other canvases now that are very organic looking that I think are good for the region. So we have lots of choices. And that's the beauty of an American-made manufacturer.
I think it's so great. And then, of course, you can get the traditional just glass, you know, on the front with a custom frame.
That's right. We do the glass frame, and when we take an image and do that, we're actually taking the image, putting it on paper. We decal it, so we hand tear the image, and it's floating. So the quality, and I think what's most impressive is they're always looking at how can they do it better, and a lot of companies today are looking at how do we do it less expensive and make more money, but that's just not even in the thought process of Left Bank.
For sure. And this is just a little step up from your big box store stuff. You have high end, low end, lots of price points in the middle. And so as an interior designer and a furniture store owner, I have customers that are within all of those price points, including builders that are doing model homes and whatnot. So not only can I choose the image, I can choose the size, but I can also choose my frame. You have every color that you can imagine, every texture, every finish in all of your custom frames, which are just absolutely incredible.
That's right. And I think I'm most proud of the fact that there was a house in Vail, Colorado, selling for $11 million, and there was a piece of Left Bank art in the dining room, and it was not staged. I can basically do almost any price point, and we're selling quality to the consumer. And that's very important to me. It's not like any of us have to say, well, you got what you paid for. So we're, you and I together, we're proud of what we're supplying to our customers.
For sure. And in my business, not only do I do residential homes, but I also do a lot of commercial. In fact, right now I'm working on a huge office building in downtown Salt Lake City. It's over 50,000 square feet, and you just can't shop a, you know, something like that at a big box store. So it's definitely things that I need to custom order, make sure it's correct. And you have a great lead time.
That's right. Our lead time, Heather, was 4 weeks. And now just recently we dropped it down to 2 to 3 weeks. So our lead time is fantastic. They weren't even happy with 4 weeks. In our industry right now, during this period, we all know that it is hard to get just about anything, but we had been working on this for probably over a year to lower our lead time.
And we will definitely be showcasing some of this amazing Left Bank art that is brand new. It's not even in our stores yet in some of these homes. We are over the moon excited. Every single day we have new Left Bank art coming out on our showroom floors. We have a location in Lehigh. We also have a location in Orem with over 44,000 square feet of showroom space. And we have an entire container full of Left Bank art that we bring out. As things sell, we replenish. It is a full-time job. If you are not familiar with Osmond Designs, please come check us out. Come and check out our left bank art that we're so proud of. I know we will have the right style, the right size. If we don't in stock, like Bob is telling us, 2 to 3 weeks. This is unheard of in this industry right now, where people are actually expanding and pushing out their lead times. You guys are, you know, beating all the odds and making every effort to have things ship quickly and efficiently. That's why we love Left Bank Art so much at Osmond Designs.
Heather Osmond, Bob Eisen from Left Bank Art. This is so fun to listen to you guys just talk shop, because I am not as experienced in this world of art. So it's nice to hear what is out there, what a customer like me could purchase at Osmond Designs. We'll take a break. More on the show in just a minute.
The KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Home Show today. Thank you for joining us here with Heather Osmond, who owns Osmond Designs in Lehi and in Orem. And Heather, one of the things I'm really inexperienced in, well, I'm inexperienced in a lot of home-related things, let's be honest, but especially when it comes to decorating. But when it comes to decorating, art is something that's so important in your home. And I'm kind of the type of person where something has to speak to me for me to, like, bring it in or want to spend money on it kind of thing. And sometimes I can't see the big picture, you know, so I just end up not buying anything.
Right?
You must have some tips for me and for people like me out there.
Oh, Lindsay, we could spend days on, you know, the how-tos and what not to do in art and in the art-related conversation. But in this short segment, we'll talk a little bit about maybe the most important things that Bob and I see as why you need great art. I know a lot of us just go into stores, we see something on sale, and we say, oh, that's such a great price, I'm just going to buy it and make it work. That is one of the biggest mistakes that you can make. Sometimes, you know, in a bathroom or a guest room or, you know, a basement hallway, that may work. But there's definitely some do's that you want for your home.
Taking notes.
You know, there's good places to splurge and other places that you can save money. And I think that's one of our strengths at Osmond Designs, is we are common sense designers, right? We are all not in a position where we can have parade homes, and we all don't have unlimited funds. Although we work with those clients that do, 95% of our clients, you know, even our most wealthy clients, usually have a budget of some kind. So let's talk a little bit about just the problems with art. In my industry, I feel like things are mostly underscaled. So on huge walls, people will have small pieces of art. The size does not fit the space. So how we overcome that is grouping things together or moving that art to a different wall. Today, I have Bob Eisen all the way here from Denver, Colorado. He is one of our furniture reps, such a great friend. And not only that, but you own your own store there in Denver, so you have that perspective as well. Welcome to the show.
Okay, thank you, Heather. You know, it's amazing the impact of art in the home today. So when I started in the business, bright fabrics were being used, purple fabrics were being used, but today so many of the fabrics are a very simple organic color. So when you walk into the home, you're going to see a beige sofa with normally beige carpeting and beige tile. The art is really what puts that impact in the house. It tells your friends, here's who I am. And when you have the art on the wall with colors, and the pillows tie in with another color out of that art, and now the rug sitting under the sofa has a color in it, all of a sudden your friends walk in and say, this is the house I want to come to. And that's real important. And it'll show your personality by, do I want color? Do I want it to be subdued? Do I want it textured? A lot of times we see art that's underscaled. Most sofas are going to be 85 to 95 inches wide. Sometimes somebody will put a 50-inch wide piece of art above that, but it needs to be bigger. It needs to be impactful. Left Bank has a great value on their art, and I think the consumer today is fearful of, oh, this art's going to cost a lot, because most everyone walks into galleries and they look at art that they cannot always afford. Our art is something that you can put in your home in multiple places.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be custom art, right? So that's where Left Bank is very, very strong. It does look like it's original. A lot of those textures and finishes actually look like they are hand-painted, which is, you know, what everyone wants.
And that's an important point. We have 31 artists on staff creating our art. Another group of artists that are not on staff, but every day these 31 artists are coming up with new ideas. They're driven for new colors. We're pretty much one of the leaders of where are we going with color? What's it going to be in 2 years? We really don't do colors that will be outdated next year, but yet we sometimes have to put some of the pinks in and some unusual colors that really do sell.
And I think the art is the personality in the room. There is no doubt about it. As an interior designer, I go into people's homes. And a lot of times, even before we've spent 5 minutes in the home, they're apologizing and saying, oh, I don't really love this. And I don't even know why.
Invite Heather over.
No, and I always have no judgment. Like, I just want people to love their home. But why have things in your home that you don't love? I mean, I'm all about less is more. So one of the very first things I do in a 1 hour interior design appointment is find out what their goals are and just listen. And then we walk around and I ask them specifically, what do you love and what don't you love? And then let's focus on the things that you don't love and let's improve. And a lot of times I'd say 75% of the time it's the art that they don't love. And they just, it was a hand-me-down, it was on sale. It was from their other home that they just moved to this new home, and the style or the framing isn't correct. A lot of that we can just reframe if it's family pictures or different things. But in Utah right now, the trends are changing, right? That old world traditional is definitely going out. People are updating and trying to do a new traditional, or even doing the modern farmhouse or the mountain modern that we're seeing in Park City, that a lot of your great, you know, snowboard art and some of those mountain landscapes are going in. But why not have stuff in your home that you love that maybe reminds you of a great vacation or an experience or something that you just love, especially in a man's office? You know, find motorcycles or whatever it is, that golf, whatever it is that you love, make sure that you're including that. Today, you're listening to the KSL Home Show. We have Bob Eisen with Left Bank Art here all the way from Denver, Colorado. I'm Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs, and we have two showrooms. Come check out our art. We are overflowing right now. We're sure proud of the product that we have. It's in all different styles, in all different price points. I'm sure you'll find something that you'll love. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to the KSL Home Show.
KSL Home Show, brought to you by Osmond Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into the home show today. Thank you for joining us. If you are just joining us, I'm Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond, who owns Osmond Designs in Lehigh and in Orem. And soon a third store coming to the Traverse Mountain area in Lehigh.
For sure. We're all excited about it. You're hearing it first on KSL Radio. We will be building a brand new store. It is in the Traverse Mountain area. It will be a Mountain Modern Osmond Designs. And I'm just a little excited.
If anyone can do Mountain Modern, it's Heather Osmond, because that's not really a style that I think I would subscribe to. It's not how I describe myself, but I bet if it's done by Heather Osmond, it's a Mountain Modern I can get behind.
You're so nice. You know, I've been doing so much work in the Park City, Heber, Midway area, and I'm just really loving the clean lines. I love that modern contemporary feel, but I love it cozy and warm. And that's why I describe it Mountain Modern, because it is simple, but beautiful. Lots of woods, lots of organic fabrics and textures and all of those things. But this is not New York loft cold. This is very, very warm, cozy, family friendly, and I think Utah's going to love it.
And one of those things that makes it so friendly is the art you choose, Heather. I think that you probably have the best knack, the best eye out there in all of the business. And there's a specific company that is like your go-to, right?
It for sure is. And I've invited Bob Eisen. He is our Left Bank art rep, and we're sure proud to have him. He is here all the way from Denver, Colorado. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Heather. So great to be in Utah with you.
It's so much fun. So not only do you rep Left Bank Art, but you have owned a furniture store business before. So you have that perspective. You know what it takes. You're in the trenches with us. And Left Bank is one of the best companies in the entire industry in the art category. So for this segment, we're going to talk a little bit about just the different styles of art and why Left Bank is leading the way. So first, let's talk about architecture.
So we have some great art that is done by some of our photographers. And one of the photographers who's my favorite, and I'll say Daniel Kay, he's out of France. Daniel goes to these incredible buildings over in Europe and gets beautiful images that are a little bit more unique than we've seen from some. We'll do coastal. If your customer's in Utah and they say, you know what? I just bought a home down in Florida or California. I know that you have all this mountain art, but can you help me? And the answer is we have more coastal than we have mountain art. We do contemporary and floral. We have geometrics. We even have beautiful landscapes, whether it be the mountains in Utah. We actually have an artist from Utah, a photographer who's out of Park City, and she gives some really powerful images all the way into Yellowstone and Jackson Hole. Nature, and we will even do some tribal type of looks.
Okay, so let's take each of these specifically. Your floral, what are some of your favorites? I mean, you have traditional floral, you have modern floral. The colors are just unheard of.
They're vibrant and they give so much life to the home. I have one store out in Colorado, and believe it or not, she buys one of our florals in four sizes. And she always jokes with me because I say, don't you want a second image? But she sells this. And the reason is it's happy art. A lot of times our florals, you walk in and you see and people smile. And for me, when I'm working with you at the showroom and I watch you walk around and smile at the art, this is the impact we make in the home. Nobody smiles at their sofa, but when they look,
because it's always dirty or
that's
something.
That's right. And it's out of style. Yeah. And the cushions aren't straight.
Cushions are falling off.
That's right. But we have art and people look at it and it just makes you smile and feel good in the home.
It should make you smile. Your home should be a place that you love to be. And I believe with all my heart that it really is a reflection of you. So make sure that you're choosing fun things. I think florals are a great way to add color and add that happiness that we're all talking about. There's nothing better than getting flowers at your home, fresh flowers in your kitchen or in your master bedroom. It does make you happy.
It does. And part of that is the way, and we can make it large. We can go as big as you want to go with it. And so we also do diptychs and really go across the wall with these.
Okay, so tell people what a diptych is.
Okay, a diptych is when we take an image and divide it in two pieces or two images. A triptych is when we take that image and we'll do it in three images where it flows across. Mm. Beautiful behind a sofa. Sometimes you have a larger space and you want a larger image, but this is one way to do it.
I love that. I use a lot of that application actually in staircases where you can, alternate those as they go down the stairs. And that's incredible.
Okay. Wait till you see the idea we're coming out with when I see you at the next market, because we've come out with a new idea for staircases. This was an idea that I saw out there and supplied to Left Bank. And what's incredible is they take that idea and then they, within 24 hours, they sent it back to me with images across this idea. And it's meant for staircases. It's just got a great geometric shape.
Oh, that's amazing. And basements are so huge in Utah. Second stories, we have large homes. I love that about our Utah families is that we do invest in our homes. And it is somewhere that is important for us to be. One of my favorite categories that Left Bank has is your landscape. There's nothing just more calm and beautiful than just a landscape. We sell a ton of these, and I specifically love things with the mountains because that's where we live.
I think it makes our homes feel good, and we all love our mountains, and I, of course, have mountains all in my territory. So I have, the minute I started with Left Bank, the first time I walked in, it was contemporary, bright colors, very California, and sure enough, they listened to me, and we brought in more images for my mountain territory.
And I love this too, Bob, that you're actually employing artists, right? Artists, photographers who go out and take these pictures, artists who come up with these designs.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And that's what's fun. And the photographer I found in Park City, she's incredible. And I saw one of her images and just stopped when I saw it. It was so powerful. And I had to find who that was that took this picture. So I found her, and now she supplies images. She takes photographs for Left Bank. And yes, we're really big on these artists working with us.
Makes me so happy. Okay, nature is so popular at Left Bank right now. Definitely one of the overall trends, not only in art, but in the furniture industry, just natural and organic. Tell me about some of your favorite nature.
We're lucky that we have a photographer. He's young. He's out of North Carolina, and he takes these beautiful images of horses and animals, and they're so impactful because he gets the face, the image. And I never realized how many people love horses out there. There's a whole horse category. So when they see our horses, they just fall in love with the image he's captured of their face.
I agree. And there's just so many beautiful that are just very white and clean, and it's pretty much just the head of the horse. But then you also have some of horses running, which I think are absolutely incredible as well.
Yep. And we have a new ones. And recently, and this is fantastic, is they sent me some images of some new longhorn steer. Yeah. And I always thought, oh, those are only good for Texas. But sure enough, in my territory, it's such a unique animal and those horns. So we'll have new images coming out with those also.
Another one of my favorites is your deer. Here in this area, deer are incredibly beautiful. It's very, very specific to Utah for the most part, and we sell a ton of those. I love your owl. You have an incredible owl that is, you know, a showstopper. There's no question about it. Okay, let's talk a little bit about some of your transitional art.
The nice part is we do a lot of contemporary, but we also have transitional. There are many homes today that just want something warm. They don't want contemporary. And we have a huge category of just transitional. With 26,000 images in the line, you can imagine that there's plenty of transitional for the consumer.
Absolutely. Okay, next is tribal.
That's been something new that's growing with us. And as we talk about mountains and even your new store, tribal is just a warm type of feel. So that's an image that we're kind of growing right now, which is newer.
I love that. You also have some really beautiful vases. So included in the tribal, you have just some really great still shots of vases and urns and things that are related to that tribal. Lots of color and even some more neutrals, which I think is great.
That's right. The tribal, I think that's why it's successful in our area, because it does include more organic type of colors, which appeal to a lot of people. A lot of the consumers don't want too much color and want it to be very subdued and peaceful in their homes.
I agree. Okay, photography is up next.
I just love our photography. And when we started with it, or I started with Left Bank, we didn't have that much. Today, it is really big for us. And everyone loves to mix in photography with their canvases and their colors. But the animals that we do and the spirits of the mountains and the sunsets, I think this is a really great niche of Left Bank.
And I think it really does create the mood.
It does. And sometimes when you see the ocean and the waves breaking on the ocean, we all love going to the ocean, especially those of us in the interior states. We have some beautiful photography of this, surfers coming off the wave. So a lot of times it could be that you were on vacation and you saw those surfers and all of a sudden you realize, Heather, I didn't know I could get images of a surfer from you.
Yeah. No, and you have these old-fashioned swimsuits, and I love that whole beach theme, especially in a pool house or, you know, a guest a guest room, I think, is so fun. If you are from California, you have to bring a little of that into your home. Before we go, I just want to definitely make a plug and say, come to Osmond Designs and specifically ask about our Left Bank art. You will not be disappointed. We have so many things to choose from in all of these different categories that we're talking about. And again, a variety of sizes, large, small, expensive, inexpensive, anything and everything. We are overflowing with art. We are so proud to partner with Left Bank and offer the best of the best here in Utah.
Bob Eisen with Left Bank Art. We're so excited you've been sharing all this with us today. You know, when I pick a piece of art, it really has to like mean something. And I feel like with photography, especially in that photography category as we're talking about, it just like if I had a picture of our mountains in my home, like that would be so cool. So I love that you have art that can speak to all different types of things. So very cool. Heather Osmond, of course, Osmond Designs in Lehigh and in Orem. You can go visit to find this art. We'll take a break. More on The Home Show in just a minute.
It's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Home Show today. Thank you for joining us. Here with Heather Osmond, who owns Osmond Designs in Lehigh and in Orem. And Heather, you know how they say that one's clothes reflect their personality? Does art in your home, first of all, it probably matches your clothes a little bit, right?
Like it really
does. Your style, right?
Yes.
And art is kind of that way in your home.
Yes. And I think art really is the frosting on the cake and sometimes can even be the foundation of the cake, right? The main ingredients. I think art really is more important than ever in branding how you want your home to be.
Hot mess. Is that a style? Because that's reflective of
Lindsay,
my style.
You are seriously the best. I love how honest you always are on this show. We have so much fun. So, Lindsay, this show is for you. Left Bank Art, you need some.
I do.
Again, just one or two or five wow pieces right. In you know specific rooms. And I think it will transform your home faster than even sometimes adding pillows. And we talk about adding pillows a lot on this show, too. We have Bob Eisen with Left Bank Art here on our KSL show. We're so proud to have you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Heather. Great to be here.
If you're just joining us, make sure you go back and podcast this segment. There has been so much fun things that we've been talking about, all the trends in art, specifically how art follows fashion. It follows traveling, things that, you know, maybe even childhood memories that are important to you. Those should be the things that you include in your home. You need to love your home. And I think art is a great place to start. Not only the image, but then the colors. And Left Bank Art is definitely innovative and leading the trends here in the country for 2022.
That's right. You know, it's interesting. Recently, I did a retirement home over in Illinois, and I had to go on the installation. I didn't realize how important the art could be because it helps guide people actually to their rooms, that their memories, they remember these beautiful images. Mm. So not only is it great for our homes today, but pretty much everywhere we go. I was driving in Utah yesterday, and I saw this huge mural in a building, and I turned. I couldn't believe how beautiful it was and what it did for the lobby of that building.
That's awesome. This is a domestic manufacturer, which I always love. Made in USA. I think that's more important than ever. That's why you can fulfill all of our custom orders in 2 to 3 weeks, and you're able to pivot.
We can, you know what, whenever I say, can we do this? I have the answer in 24 hours to do it. But I think it's really important what you're saying. Left Bank employs over 450 employees. And today, I will say they take great care of them. We have a lunch area that they can all not even have to go out, figure out where they're having lunch with a chef and everything. So it's important because we want those people to be creative. And every image that goes out the door needs to be as impactful and bright as the first one made that day all the way to the last one going out that day.
Do you mind giving KSL some tips on that lunchroom situation?
We could use that.
We'll send our chef over.
Yeah, right. You know, as I was walking through the KSL hallways today on the way to the studio, I noticed we might need a little left bank art.
We need some art.
I'll do some magic there too, Lindsay. Yeah. See what I can do there.
And you'll be amazed what it does for it when you walk in and it brightens you up. And I'm even in the studio. We could use a little in here.
We could absolutely brighten these walls. For sure.
You know, I, like you said, pivoting, I think left bank is like a little speedboat and they are able to pivot and to move quickly and take a hard right as the trends change and as things are introduced. Like you said, every single market you are introducing much more art than probably any other company, but then you're getting rid of the old too.
We actually keep the old. They're images that stay with us. And if someone remembers something or they want to go back to it, we can do it. But I think pivot is an important word, especially the last couple of years. You have to make changes. You have to adjust. When we lowered our lead time, everybody else's lead time was expanding. So it's the marketplace demands this.
So a lot of times our customers are coming in and they're just looking for either a sofa or a piece of art or maybe an accent chair. But as you come into our showrooms and see how cozy and warm and inviting and really, you know, look at that space in your home and envision some of the things that we offer, I think you will be pleasantly surprised. We are sure proud to have Bob Eisen here from Denver, Colorado on the KSL Home Show with us just to tell us a little bit about the art industry, what is going on, where they're headed, some of his favorite things. I was able to share some of my favorite things in this 2022 industry where, again, things are delayed and backordered and left bank shipping faster. And I love partnering with you. Listening to our customers and what they need is what we pride ourselves in. And I know Left Bank Art, as I am their customer, does the same. So thank you again for joining us. You're listening to the KSL Home Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs. We'll be back next week.